The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, we have Asian markets starting Thursday on a weaker footing, taking a cue from Wall Street as investors seem to be taking a bit of a breather. Well, where do markets go from here? With The Bigger Picture, we have with us Rainer Michael Price. He is the portfolio strategist at Taurus Family Office. Morning, Rainer Michael. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning.
Quite an interesting night we had across the US markets earlier this week on Tuesday, hitting record highs. But Rainer Michael, it looks like it's run out of steam looking at what we had yesterday and this morning on the Asian market action. What's your take on what's happening so far? Is this the start of an overdue pullback?
Potentially, it's likely to see a pullback, but just stepping back, right? If you look at last year, 2018, so 2018, according to Bloomberg data, 95% of all asset classes had negative returns. And again, remember, in the fourth quarter, you had a major equity market correction in the U.S. and also globally. Then you have this V-shaped recovery, very strong recovery, but it's still based on sort of somehow weakening economic data. And this is really the question, are we an all-time record high as of this week? Can it actually break out into new all-time record highs? What some people refer to as this melt-up. But I think for that melt-up to happen, you really need improvement on the corporate side and also on economic numbers. And I think that's not really happening yet. So I think that probability that this what we are seeing, if you look at the charts, it actually does look like a triple top formation in the S&P 500. So probability-wise, you could argue that that we could see a pullback, yes.
Rainer Michael, walk us through what you're reading from the latest earnings season. You mentioned we need corporate earnings to be really good. So far, mixed bag. I think we have companies meeting expectations, but outlook, what are you taking away from what they're telling you?
It's a good question. I mean, I suppose the earnings season has always been a little massage in the sense that basically if the expectations are so negative and comes a little bit better than expected, the market rallies. And don't forget, everything has been rallying because some people even suggested that you could have a 50 basis point cut in U.S. interest rates. But then why would you cut interest rates when the stock market is on all-time record high? And also, to some extent, you have very strong economies still, as Mr. Trump always points out. So the real question is, this is really a dichotomy and really a contradiction in terms. And I think what it shows us is that the even U.S. policymakers and many people just need to have a higher market. Because I think the key takeaway from this rebound, was that everything is still trading on liquidity. Once the market realized that potentially rate cuts are in the offing, everybody went long risk assets. That, of course, makes it more difficult for the Fed because we don't necessarily have consumer price inflation. We potentially have asset price inflation.
Okay, Rainer Michael, talking about contradictions, right? We had Donald Trump recently deciding not to extend waivers for Iran. He wanted lower oil prices, but this will actually create higher oil prices. What do you think will be the potential headwind impact for Asian economies? Just this morning, we had some surprise numbers around South Korea being worse than expected.
Yes, I think, as you rightly mentioned, that is a real risk. And that comes back to the first thing we discussed, whether this potentially, this rally could now run out of steam. Because the higher oil goes, I think it could be a real attack on the U.S. consumer, number one, but also secondly, it could create further headwinds for Asian economies, which are already slowing. So yes, I mean, that is the negative. And here, it's, again, it's a very political decision. But don't forget, the Iran waiver discussion comes at the same time as the trade war discussion now focuses away from China to the European Union. So I think that is also increasingly a headwind.
All right, we are chatting with Rainer Michael Price. He is the portfolio strategist at Taurus Family Office. Rainer Michael, talking about those discussions, we have a lot of attention on the U.S.-China trade talks. Now we have Japan's Prime Minister Abe in Europe, and tomorrow he meets Donald Trump. And then next week, we have the U.S. delegation traveling to China. Do you think we're going to get any good news around these trade talks potentially lifting markets?
Look, in my view, it could be, if there is news, it could be more cosmetic, because I think with regards to the United States and China, in my opinion, it's beyond trade. It's actually ultimately about technology, leadership, the Huawei issue. That is very difficult to agree upon. So I think even if there's something about trade, it doesn't really fundamentally change the competition or the issues between these two countries.
Rainer Michael, I know you have your eye on Vietnam. That's actually one of your favorite markets. Walk us through why you like Vietnam and the other assets that you like right now.
So Vietnam is a very interesting country. I mean, some people say that it could be the next China, and that is from an economic point of view, but also because of where we are in the global supply chain rebalancing currently. So we have seen a lot of outflows from China into manufacturing into Vietnam, but don't forget, Vietnam is still currently a frontier market. So according to MSCI and also the FTSE indices, there's a high probability that Vietnam potentially could be upgraded from a currently a frontier market to an emerging market. So that would mean that more investors, just to be in line with benchmark at emerging markets, will need to invest in Vietnam. And Vietnam is one of these countries that has strong economic growth, and also on the ground, they are basically further developing the capital markets. For example, Vietnam has last year started derivatives markets, futures contracts on the Vietnam index. It's now ahead of countries like the Philippines, for instance. So a lot of things are happening in Vietnam, and it's also very much a growth story. I mean, if you look, I mean, we spoke about the U.S. economy. Also in Europe, car sales are actually going down significantly. Also in China, Vietnam is one of the countries where car sales year on year are up 44%. So domestic consumer pent-up demand is quite strong in Vietnam. So Vietnam is one country that potentially could be of interest to investors this year.
Okay, interesting country as well, because a potential beneficiary from the supply chain relocation around the U.S.-China trade dispute. Thank you so much, Rainer Michael, for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, we've been chatting with Rainer Michael Price. He is the portfolio strategist at Taurus Family Office on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.